Mayor New, Council New, this is within 13.1, that is in your district, would you like to make that motion?
I move that the council of the region of Queens municipality, second reading to bylaw prospective amendment to the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw, receive the rezoning of CID number 7001-9419 from restricted residential R1 to downtown commercial C1.
And is there a seconder? Councilor Gibney. This was the intent of our public meeting this morning. Mike, from second reading, once, and I assume this will pass, then it goes off to the province?
That's correct.
And then do we do any further notification?
Once we get response back from the province that, I guess the amendments are in compliance with statements of provincial interest, then we have to place a notice of passing in the paper, upon which time the amendments become effective.
So I'm sure Mr. Bowers is aware, but could you tell us the approximate time? Is that mid-January or early?
It's about, response from the province is about 30 days, so it's about 4 to 6 weeks probably.
Okay, any questions? All those in favor? Contrary? Congratulations, Mr. Bowers, you're gonna be building a restaurant. Councilor Amaro will make the motion, and then Mike will explain this in her district.
I move that council of the region of Queens municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement to allow for the establishment of a beverage formulation testing and small-scale production operation on the property identified as PID number 7009-3653 and located at 412 East Berlin Road in East Berlin. And then a public hearing will be held on Monday, December 7th, immediately following another public hearing, which is scheduled for 7 o'clock, venue to be determined.
Thank you, Councilor Amaro. Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Michael, do you want to give us a bit of background information?
Yeah, we'll do. So a little bit of background that we have received an application from the owner of property at 412 East Berlin Road in the community of East Berlin to operate a beverage formulation testing and small-scale production operation. The property is currently zoned as mixed-use coastal residential R6 under the land use bylaw. As well, the municipal planning strategy has also identified this area as residential for a future land use designation. So the proposed use of the property is not something that is currently permitted in the list of permitted uses in the R6 zone. It is something that we would classify under a manufacturing, industrial, or assembly operation, which is a light industrial M1 classification. However, the municipal planning strategy does set out policy whereby council can consider such light industrial uses in the R6 zone through a development agreement process. So the development agreement in council's consideration, the municipal planning strategy also sets out a policy of identifying things that council will consider in entering into a development agreement for uses generally not permitted in a particular zone. Policy 12.6.1, which is included in the staff report, identifies those things that the council would take into consideration. So the property at 412 East Berlin Road, it is zoned as R6. It's a large parcel of land, being 19 acres in size. The property also has about 550 feet of frontage on the public road. The area, although sparsely populated, is primarily low-density residential. This property contains an existing single detached dwelling, which I believe is currently vacant. The closest dwelling to this, this parcel, will be a property to the south, and it's approximately 470 feet from the proposed operation. The property being 19 acres is obviously of sufficient size to accommodate any, on-site parking or loading, unloading of goods for, support of the operation, so. So two options. One would be to maintain status quo when essentially denying, entering into the development agreement, or, allowing, the applicant to move forward with the development agreement for the beverage formulation, testing, and small-scale operation on the subject property. So staff have had an opportunity, obviously, to review the application, and they are, satisfied that, sufficient terms could be incorporated within a development agreement that would allow, the applicant to operate, at this location and also reduce the impacts that the operation may have on the surrounding, residential properties. It is suggested that, off-street parking, unloading and loading areas, off-street, be incorporated, within the agreement, looking at, provisions that address outdoor storage and outdoor lighting. So the region's planning advisory committee did meet to discuss this, in the middle of October. They, as well, were in agreement that sufficient terms could be, included within a development agreement to allow for this operation. So, a draft copy of the, development agreement is included within the staff report.
Any questions? Councilor Gidney?
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Any other questions? Sending this off to a public hearing where it rightly go.
Yeah. Councilor Brown, I believe, had a question.
I was just wondering if a venue has been set for the public hearing.
Actually, I did make arrangements as of yesterday that, we're looking at the Seaside Community Center, in Beach Meadows, for venue for that.
Another one for Councilor Brown. She has a popular district.
I move that Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to enter into a development agreement to allow for the establishment of a recycling depot and processing operation on the property identified as PID number 7008390 and located at 3965 Highway 3 in Brooklyn, and that a public hearing will be held on Monday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. Now it will be at Seaside Center.
And a seconder for that motion? Councilor Charles. Clark, do you want to an update on our
Sure, a little bit of background on this one. Yes, we've obviously received an application, from the owners of the property at 3965 Highway 3 in Brooklyn to enter into a development agreement to allow for, a recycling depot and processing, business, at this location. The property is, currently zoned as Highway Commercial C2 under the land use bylaw, and as a future land use designation of commercial under the municipal planning strategy. Most of you would recognize this, this property as the former Queens Chrysler property, and, as well the Car Sense Auto Repair, was located there for a number of years as well. the property is currently vacant. So recycling depots, and processing operations, are not, a listed permitted use within the C2 zone. It's something, like the previous, that is something that we would consider, as a light industrial M1 use. The municipal planning strategy does contain policy whereby council can consider light industrial uses within the highway commercial C2 zone use, so it is definitely something that council can consider. Policy 12.6.1 of the planning strategy contains policy which council will take into consideration when evaluating development agreement requests. So the property on Trunk 3 in Brooklyn is approximately 2.36 acres in size and has 158 feet of frontage on the public road. The area is a mix of low-density residential as well as commercial development. There's a 5,500-square-foot building located on the property in which the proposed operation would be conducted. The road network, being Trunk 3, is certainly sufficient to accommodate any traffic that this operation would generate, so that's not an issue. The property as well is of sufficient size to accommodate any off-street parking that would be required for this operation. And the property does contain a vegetative buffer that does reduce the impact that the proposed use would have on the residential properties that are on either side of the proposed operation. So again, two options. One would be to maintain status quo and denying the development agreement request, or to enter into a development agreement for the recycling depot and processing on the subject property at 3965 Highway 3 in Brooklyn. So staff have had the opportunity to review the application and again are satisfied that sufficient conditions can be incorporated within a development agreement to allow for this operation and reduce the impacts that would have on the surrounding community. Staff are recommending provisions that deal with off-street parking, maintenance of vegetative buffer from abutting properties, outdoor storage, lighting, and as well as hours of operation. The Planning Advisory Committee met on October the 15th and are of the same opinion that a development agreement can be done so as to allow this operation and reduce impacts on the surrounding community. You will notice from the staff report and the application that was submitted, the recycling depot and processing operations certainly have come a long way over the years. The applicants currently have a similar business in New Germany, and it's a fairly impressive operation for this type of use and the tidy operation that the owners operate. At which it would be expected they would operate similarly in Brooklyn as well. So yeah.
Questions? Dr. Fancy.
I like the idea that where they take an old paint, so if somebody that has a deep corners can't paint, and they could put it on the shelf, somebody else could take it from there, or somebody else who needs paint.
And I guess just as an addition to my earlier comments, the type of operation, all product from this business, I guess the entire operation is conducted within the existing structure. I think the regulations around these type of operations require that, so there'd be essentially no outdoor storage on the property. So again, reducing the impact on the surrounding community.
I have a question to that extent. If there's no outdoor storage in the draft agreement B, you do have that any outdoor storage of materials shall be screened from view by an opaque fence. Is that when the material is being moved outside for pickup on that single day, or will it be outside for several days.
I guess, it's my suggestion that we still incorporate, I guess, regulations change. I guess this, a development agreement is a legal document that gets recorded against, against a property. So, I would suggest, still incorporating that should there be changes to regulations that allow them to store outside, that we still have that provision covered and don't have to go back and try to amend the agreement. So, it may be some duplication, but it can save some issues down the road should things change, so.
I was at the meeting and, she said that, the pickup would be 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So I don't believe they'll have much storage there.
Counselor Sherrill?
If I could just add to that, someone that was on PAC, she mentioned the only time anything would be outside would be for pickup on that day only.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Counselor Hawk?
I've dealt with these people before and they've been, I think they got one of the best recycling facilities in Nova Scotia, right? Cleanest, they're outstanding.
Perfect. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Report. Deputy Mayor Muse, if you take this item, I'll read the recommendation. Recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality appoint the following people to the below noted committees effectively immediately for terms to expire on October 31st, 2022. Planning Advisory Committee. Councilor Maddie Charlton, Councilor Jack Fancy, Councilor Vicky Amaro, District 1, Jeff Percy, District 3, Jonathan Bowers, District 5, Linda Rayfus, District 7, Don Kimball, with Paul Conley appointed chairperson and Councilor Maddie Charlton vice chairperson. Heritage Advisory Committee. Councilor Carl Hawks, Deputy Mayor Kevin Muse, Lisa Conway, Peter Leslie, Chris Mansfield, Linda Moulton, Linda Rayfus, Danielle Robertson, Leslie Scott, with Peter Leslie being appointed chairperson and Councilor Carl Hawks as vice chairperson. Accessibility Advisory Committee. Councilor Ralph Gidney, Councilor Vicky Amaro, with Councilor Ralph Gidney being appointed as chairperson and David Rutterham as vice chairperson. South Shore Public Libraries, Councilor David Brown. Audit and Internal Control Committee, Councilor David Brown, Councilor Maddie Charlton, with Councilor David Brown being appointed as chairperson. South Shore Housing Action Committee, Councilor Jack Fancy. Queens Community Health Board, Councilor Carl Hawks. Emergency Services Committee, Mayor Darlene Norman, Deputy Mayor Kevin Muse, Councilor Ralph Gidney, with Mayor Darlene Norman being appointed chairperson and Councilor Ralph Gidney as vice chairperson. Pension Committee. Deputy Mayor Kevin Muse, Councilor David Brown, with Deputy Mayor Kevin Muse being appointed chairperson and Councilor David Muse as vice chairperson. First Reselection Committee. Councilor Maddie Charlton, Councilor Vicky Amaro, with Councilor Vicky Amaro being appointed chairperson and Councilor Maddie Charlton as vice chairperson. Region 6 Solid Waste Management, Councilor Jack Fancy with alternate Councilor David Brown. Western Region Crown Land Stakeholders, Councilor Carl Hawks. Southwest Nova Biosphere Committee, Councilor Ralph Gidney. Diversity and Inclusion Action Team, Trina Dexter, Jesse Lonas, Amanda Fisher, Stacey Thorburn, Laura Friday, Shanine Corkum, Penny Brown, Linda Earle.
Do y'all have any comments? Any comments on the selection of the committee?
Need a second.
Councilor Hawks? opposed? Carry.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Counselor implementation report. So this is brand new, and, well, it's not brand new, it's brand new to me. Makes a whole lot of sense. So as you can see, this is a report of motions that have been made that needed action, whose responsibility it was, and if the action's been taken or if it's been completed. I'm not going to read through all of this, as it has been in our packet. Is it past practice that this was all read through?
No, just if there's any specific questions any member of council has.
Okay. So are there any specific questions respecting any movement or action on these past motions? Councilor Fancy.
Yes, I got a few of them. The one dated February 25th, is there a new outdoor aquatic facility? Says further review will be undertaken by staff. Is that, what does that mean?
It's, if you remember Councilor Fancy back 6-8 months ago, the previous council had a discussion about potential new South Queens Aquatic Facility to replace Milton Centennial Pool. There were a number of locations that were noted, at least 5 or 6, and council asked staff to go back and pick one and come back with a plan for that one. That's in the process presently.
Okay, so that's what, okay. I didn't know where that was, but I remember the discussion. I just didn't know what this answer meant. So that's what's going to come back with one location.
Yeah, so I expect in the next 30 to 60 days, there'll be a discussion with council regarding to what the recommendation from staff will be and what that will look like.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have a question? When that recommendation comes, will it, it's sort of interrupting, but when that recommendation comes, will it will come with a cost factor?
Absolutely.
We're talking of your pool.
Yeah, I know.
Still a big number.
Yeah, still a big number. I've got more, but I'll see if anybody else can.
Councilor Charlton?
I'm just looking at the emergency committee, EMO committee. So it says they continue to plan for future events and meetings. I know before there was a bit of disconnect there as I was out of past counseling. So do we have a plan while underway for the next hurricane season? Are we concerned about everyone being on board and rains there?
We have continual meetings with EMO. We met a couple weeks ago and went through an exercise. So the EMO continues to meet on a regular basis. The difficulty of the disagreement before was around responsibility and jurisdiction, and so that continues on. Part of this, clarifying some of that, is the last part of that, which is the draft comfort sent and emergency shelter agreements, which they've been provided to the fire departments a while back, and we haven't gotten approval from them yet. They haven't agreed to that. We have been working on agreements with outside agencies, outside the fire departments, and there's at least one that have agreed to sign it. They're fine with it. We still continue to work with some other organizations to see if we have places to hold comfort centers throughout Queens County and not just in one or two different buildings. So it's an ongoing process, but the EMO committee continues to meet on a regular basis. There's another meeting next week, I think, and to continue to plan to make sure we're ready for if there is any, whether it's a hurricane or any type of emergency event.
Other questions? Back to Councilor Fancy.
Okay, on the one dated June 9th, 2020, when you talk about there are solid waste and miscellaneous left and proper landfill site and less than all the public highway. We had a meeting here just a few weeks ago, and there, other than that came some recommendations. I noticed that it says the second meeting held on October 16th, 2020, the meeting is now considered complete, meaning they're still reviewing the recommendations or not? Or?
If I may, Madam Chairperson, the original motion was about a strategy document relating to litter. And so to date, as you're aware, there's been two meetings held. The last meeting, as you referred to, the discussion, my understanding, reading the minutes, didn't talk about litter. It talked about other issues, talked about enforcement, talked about gray boxes, and talked about other things. And so for the purpose of this implementation report, staff consider that initial issue complete. And then coming forward here in the near future, when we talk about, when council meets with the engineering and public works department, they'll give a full overview and understanding of solid waste and all those other recommendations, other issues that came forward will be discussed at that time.
Okay, so those will be brought forward to the, to that, we're going to have to be re-brought,
Well, they won't necessarily be brought forward, there'll be a full discussion with council over how our solid waste system works, what our policies and bylaws are, how the whole structure functions. And then from that, council will then have the opportunity to provide input into whether they want to see some changes to it. It may be if you support some of those discussions that took place at that past meeting, you want to bring those forward, you're free to do that or welcome to do that. And other members of council may have other issues they wish to bring forward. So we'll have an open discussion about all those issues.
Because when we have recommendations there, it doesn't know where they work. So they won't be coming forward because that was part of a different, that was part of a different strategy than what was.
Yeah, and it's not really a committee. It was really a group to get together to have a discussion about litter, but the group expanded its mandate significantly over the litter mandate, and so those recommendations weren't appropriate to come forward from, because it's not a legal, it's not a recognized body of council or anything like that. It was just a group of counselors that got together with staff to talk about littering issues, but it very quickly get away from litter.
Letter sent to the area manager on September 24, 2020. BIR has indicated the sign will be replaced. That meaning they're going to add this to it or not? All I see when I see that says that because the sign is rotten, so are they just replacing the sign or are they going to add this to it?
My understanding is they're replacing it and adding exit to Highway 8. Is that the set of lights or some?
Okay.
Some iteration of that will be included.
Yeah, because I couldn't tell that from that answer. I just could be just putting a new sign back up.
Yeah, no.
Questions regarding the implementation report. This is a very good way to make sure emotions don't become lost.
And the ones that are 2 months old or whatever it is come off, they'll disappear, that are completed, and the ones that aren't completed stay on, and the new ones from today will get added on.
Any other questions? We don't, this is just, do we make an emotion that, no, this is just for here as a report. Here having no further business, I adjourn the meeting.
No, to make a motion to go in camera.
Oh, right, we have to make a motion to go in camera. So, if someone make a motion, we have one item. Discussing camera.
Someone needs to make a motion to win camera.
Yep. Councillor Muse, seconded by Councillor Gidney. We move in camera. And
just vote.
And we have to vote.
All
they're all motions. All in favor? Contrary. We'll take a brief breather.